From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Mexico, drug cartels have intimidated journalists with killings, kidnapping, and threats. And that's left the mainstream media often too terrified to report on the cartels. To fill that void, Mexicans have come to rely on social media for information about drug violence. At the same time, though, narco-traffickers themselves are recognizing the power of social media, as we hear now from NPR's John Burnett.
Last week, drug mobsters put users of social media in Mexico on notice in a most gruesome fashion. The mangled bodies of a young man and woman were hung from a highway bridge in Nuevo Laredo, along with a sign that read, "This is what happens to people who post funny things on the internet. Pay attention." Javier Garza is the editor of El Siglo de Torreón in neighboring Coahuila State, which is also aflame with cartel violence. He noted the news from Nuevo Laredo grimly.
It suggests that the blogosphere has been included in the media landscape that the cartels are looking at, because up until now it had only been traditional media, you know, print, TV, and radio.
The message seems to indicate that a drug cartel is upset that its activities are being posted on websites, two in particular. Frontera al Rojo Vivo, loosely translated the Raw Border, is a blog run by a newspaper in Monterrey for use by border residents. The other is Blog del Narco, a notorious website run by an anonymous webmaster that features grisly photographs and videos of daily cartel mayhem around the country. The narcos want it both ways. They want to censor what people say about them, yet they want a free forum for their own propaganda. And Blog del Narco has become just that, according to Rosenthal Alves, a journalism professor at the University of Texas at Austin who follows new media in Latin America.
What they are doing is that they, in Blog del Narco, are amplifying the public relations efforts that the cartels had already started.
In the routine barbarity that defines the Mexican mafia wars, narcos use images of murder, torture, even beheadings to intimidate foes and brag on their exploits. Blog del Narco, like the popular Mexican tabloids, has learned that savagery sells. You can log on and see photos of severed heads and disfigured bodies next to ads for GM Truck Month, Geico Auto Insurance, and Lysol Toilet Bowl Cleaner. On another level, Blog del Narco and copycat websites have become required watching for intelligence gatherers who want to know what the cartels are up to. Grupo Savant is a Washington, D.C. area private security firm with knowledge of organized crime activities in Mexico. This spokesperson requested anonymity.
Some traffickers have been tortured on film, and they recite a lot of useful information. Information about command and control, information about sponsorship of killings. The list is endless.
This is not to say that all social media in Mexico has been co-opted by drug traffickers. Some networks do provide timely information for nervous citizens. Twitter followers of hashtag Nuevo Laredo, to name one, can ask, "Does anybody know what the boom heard downtown was? A harmless firecracker or a hand grenade?" But increasingly, experience tells Mexicans to be cautious about the information they get on social networks.
Sigue habiendo una intervención de parte de estas gentes.
We've seen infiltration by criminal groups who use social media to spread rumors that can create mass psychosis, says a veteran journalist in the violence-stricken border city of Matamoros. He asked not to be named. Far from calming people, he adds, it just makes them more panicky. There have been instances, for example, in which cartel members tweet about a shootout in a certain neighborhood with the purpose of drawing the police and military to that area, so the cartel can run an operation in another part of the city unmolested. And some of the misinformation comes from well-meaning citizens. Veracruz is a port city on the Gulf of Mexico that's being contested by warring mafias. Weeks of running gun battles have put the city on edge. This week, gunmen in two trucks dumped 35 bodies of suspected rival gang members onto a busy avenue. Horrified motorists frantically tweeted for others to avoid the area. That was real. But on August 25th, two locals independently tweeted that narcos were kidnapping children from schools. Bedlam broke out. Parents raced through the streets to the schools to rescue their children. Police logged 26 vehicle accidents. It was all a false alarm. Again, Torreón editor Javier Garza.
If you yell fire at a crowded theater, I don't think that your speech should be protected. If you tweet false information, you know, about violent episodes, I think first we have to discern your intent. Is it malicious intent, or Did you just retweet information that you saw elsewhere?
Initially, angry state prosecutors arrested the two Veracruz Twitterers and charged them with terrorism and sabotage, offenses that carry penalties of up to 30 years in prison. Human rights and internet freedom activists screamed foul, and sympathizers posted a song on YouTube. Wednesday, authorities dropped the charges against Los Dos Tuiteros, and they walked out of jail to jubilant supporters. Meanwhile, the Veracruz state legislature is expected to create a new offense for bloggers who disturb the peace. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.